This is the COVID-19 archive project. Can you say your name, the date, and the time right now?
My name is Sophia Ochter. It is Friday, September 18th at 10:05 a.m.
So I'm just going to ask you some questions about the COVID-19 pandemic. How did the pandemic affect your life and the lives of the people that you know?
Well, for me, I feel like the pandemic really put my life and, like, my whole family's life on pause. And my grandma was, like, living with us at the time. And I have two brothers, so my apartment was super crowded all the time. And everyone, since they, like, couldn't go out anymore, everyone was working from home and doing school from home. And we were barely allowed to go out because of the quarantine order. So it was really overwhelming a lot of the time. And it put a strain on the dynamic with my family, because I feel like sometimes you get along with people better when you can, like, take some space. And we weren't able to do that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So did the pandemic ever make you worried or anxious?
Yeah, I was worried because my grandma was living with me, so I was worried about spreading it to my parents and to her. And it was annoying that a lot of my friends were, like, partying all the time. And I was just, like, sitting at home. But I also was worried about online school because I couldn't focus and stay awake for a lot of my classes. And it was also just a mixture of, like, being depressed about my senior year being cut short.
How do you feel about the national and global response to the pandemic?
I have been frustrated, and I still am frustrated by President Trump's, like, unresponsiveness to the virus and his willingness to hide the facts and literally downplay the danger of what's happening, because I think it's very dishonest and unhelpful to the public and, like, pretty irresponsible. And he literally could have prevented the situation from getting as bad as it did in our country, considering he knew all the information about how dangerous the virus was beforehand.
100%. So how has your experience of the pandemic changed from the beginning to the present?
Well, at first I was definitely, like, in shock, and I didn't understand how long the quarantine actually lasts. So I thought it was just going to be for a couple of weeks and then die down. I would go back to school. But then as time went on and, like, nothing changed and it just got worse, I just started, like, losing a lot of motivation. Like, the days seemed really monotonous and that kind of thing.
So how did the pandemic affect your academics?
So in my high school, they changed all of us to pass-fail instead of to getting grades, which was good because I said they lost a lot of motivation, and, like, it was really, really hard for me to keep up with my classes and learn things on Zoom, because online school was just a hard transition, and I just didn't feel like I was learning anything. I couldn't focus, and, like, my mind just wasn't on academics at all.
Yeah, that was me too. So did you see any, like, increased use of technology with the pandemic in your personal life?
I think that, like, I was already pretty aware of, like, how intertwined my daily life is with technology, but the pandemic definitely amplified that. And, like, as a society, we're really heavily dependent on technology, and I think that a lot of people could definitely benefit from, like, trying to lessen their screen time or spending more time outside and that kind of stuff. But the pandemic took all that to a new level for me, so, like, I found myself getting really stressed out a lot of the times about how often I had to rely on technology for my work and my social connections and other stuff. So, like, instead of watching Netflix, because it's more on screen time, I had to make a conscious effort to, like, go on more walks and find different ways to de-stress and feel less like I was in this bubble of, like, being online all the time.
I feel like I did the same thing with that. Lastly, did you find it hard to maintain friendships during the pandemic?
Yes and no. So some friendships definitely it was hard to maintain, but others a little bit strengthened even. So the pandemic affected my friendships, I think, because there are a lot of people, especially toward the end of high school, who you don't talk to outside of school because you only see them in class or in person and stuff. So the pandemic sort of revealed, like, who really cared about me and who would reach out even if we aren't seeing each other. And I think it was a nice way to end high school, honestly, because I knew exactly who I wanted to keep in touch with when I was going off to college.
Yeah. So do you give consent to being interviewed for this COVID-19 archive project?
Yeah.